nature is never silent. How animals and plants communicate with each other, written by Madeline Sieger and read by Tanya Schneider. Life is on standby. No information without receptors. Receptors record information from different directions. There are the inwardly directed receptors that gather information about internal processes within living beings. Such internal receptors may react sensitively to the pressure of fluid in cells or blood in the vessels. This is also what happens to the receptors around our stomach, so we know when it is time to stop eating. When it comes to recording information from our surroundings and therefore communicating with other living creatures, the external receptors come into play. The more receptors a living being has, the more it is able to perceive detail about its surroundings. This is how living organisms such as bacteria, which only consist of a single cell, have direct contact with their habitat. Their receptors are situated on the surface of the cell and are directly integrated into the outer membrane. These external receptors react sensitively to light, pressure, or chemical substances. Unicellular organisms like the paramecium are a good example of how life forms that have a very simple structure can perceive their environment and exchange information with it. You will get to know the paramecium a bit better later in the book. For the time being, it is enough for us to know that it's a unicellular organism that is free living, that is, not parasitic, aquatic, and can move around quickly in all directions. During the 18th and 19th centuries, it was colloquially referred to as the slipper animalcule, and it is not for nothing that this unicellular organism bears that name. With its long oval shape, the paramecium caudatum, for example, does actually look slipper-shaped, and in contrast to most other unicellular organisms, it can even be seen as a small dot with the naked eye. If a nutrient comes along and docks onto the appropriate receptor on the paramecium's external cell membrane, then the unicellular organism can make its way straight to the food source thanks to this information. The paramecium also gets moving as soon as it perceives danger in its surroundings. There are a lot of dissolved substances in water that do not agree with the paramecium, including carbon dioxide in certain concentrations. In response to such toxins or chemical information from the paramecium's predators, a biochemical chain reaction is set in motion with the aim of moving the unicellular organism away from the source of danger in a targeted and rapid way. Fungi and plants also navigate their environment by using receptors for visual, chemical, or physical information, and can even contact other organisms in their own fashion, and they don't even need to leave their position. For instance, if the roots of two plants touch, this contact causes a physical pressure to be exerted on the root surfaces. The pressure-sensitive receptors in the root cells perceive this pressure and, in reaction, the plants begin to grow in a different direction, so as to avoid getting into a root-turf war.